Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin, having a great show today. With
so much fun.
Carl and Katie Schmidt. Carl, of course, from Fisherman's Landing. Katie from the Intrepid. And we're giving away a phenomenal prize to one lucky caller or texter.
Well, check this out. I won't forget it this time because I only mentioned it first. You will be so stoked because you're getting a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods, right? You can go get your squid sandwich or go to the fish case and treat your wife.
Crab sandwich for me.
Oh, my gosh. Crab sandwich. It's all delicious.
Yeah,
on it.
Yeah.
Hey, Dungeness
crab.
Their smoked fish is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got live their live stuff, too, sushi thing, everything, man.
Oh, yeah.
So along with that, you're getting a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Two ways to do this. You can give us a shout at 213-432-1090. One open line right now. That could be yours. Again, 213-432-1090. Or text us. You can only text us via the app. It comes in as an email on our end, and just send it right there through the app. It says text the show.
Yeah.
And you can text us.
And we're getting tons of texts. And we're still kind of blown away and just so grateful.
I have goosebumps.
Brian Bogdanovich. And there was another guy, too, that right away, like within 10 seconds, texted to,
we had
to take
two
that
guys
trip.
That wanted,
that wanted that trip on the Intrepid, which is a great deal. I mean, it was like
pretty
phenomenal.
It's an awesome deal.
But it's really great for Chris's brother.
That's more importantly.
And Chris has done so much for both landings. He works so hard. And his brother, too. It's like so great to be able to. That Ken, first of all, donated that trip, and that one of our listeners really jumped on that opportunity.
I really say those guys, the red shirts, they are the backbone of Fisherman's Night and Point Loma.
Oh, for sure.
For getting all the people on and off the boats every morning, you know.
And clean.
Keeping everything clean. Yeah. And the facility running, you know. They're behind the scenes. Most of the people, when they're the long range guys see them, but the short range guys, even they don't realize what they do and how they, we couldn't operate without those guys.
Oh,
they
for
work
sure.
so hard.
Oh, they work.
Chris, Frankie, Billy, Lorenzo, those guys. Yeah, they work their butts off.
Yeah, indeed. Yep. We're very grateful for them, and indeed very grateful for our listeners and Brian for stepping up. And darn it, you have to go on a 10-day trip on the Intrepid, huh?
Right?
Yeah. Lucky guy.
And what a great price.
Yeah.
The trip of a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, let's find out what's biting, Corey.
Let's do it. And we're going to talk about Summa Gasoline.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big sponsor of this. And I was there. I've fueled up there every time I've gone offshore, get my 100 pounds of free ice. I met Martha for
Martha,
the first time.
Great, isn't she?
What a...
The whole staff.
She has
really
a million-dollar smile.
Yeah,
seriously.
She does.
That's sweetheart. Yeah. Super nice lady, and they've got the doo-wop music going while you're pumping your gas.
Yeah.
And $5.13 is what I paid yesterday.
Jeez.
Yesterday alone right there. So
I think it's
a
like
great break.
50 cents a gallon cheaper than what's right around the corner.
I cannot believe. Here's the one thing that just baffles me because I've never heard of discounted bait certificates.
Yeah, from Everingham.
So I asked her, and she didn't, she was so busy, but she from the side told me they're like $37. So I don't know.
Yeah. So basically, you get a full scoop for the price of a half scoop.
What?
Yeah.
That's so what it's like
is.
Half price.
So, a full scoop is $50, a half scoop is $35. So you pay $35
and
plus
you get a
tax,
full scoop.
And you get a full scoop.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Crazy.
Yeah.
That is insane. So that $37 she quoted me was with tax.
With the tax.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So you're saving, $12, $13.
And here's the best part, Pete. So it's so easy to get in and out with your boat and trailer.
Yeah.
And it's just so convenient. It's whether you're going to Shelter Island or you're going to Dana Landing. It's
easy in,
it's
easy,
easy
out.
In and out.
Cheapest price, 100 pounds of free ice, discounted Everingham bait certificates.
How do you go wrong?
Summit Gasoline, next to the sports arena.
We're educating
in San Diego, for sure. Wherever you are. Let's find out what's biting. Captain Mark Wish, our fishdope.com reporter from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
I can only imagine what you have for us this week.
Can you imagine?
Hey, we got some stuff for you guys.
I love stuff.
Carl, great show. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
So, you know, like I said last week when I started this report, it's a good time to be a private boater. I'd have to say it's a damn good time, really. I'm thinking when it's all said and done, if it ever is, this season's going to be up there with some of the best we've ever had. There's just a lot of fishing around and fighting. Now, as much as I love reporting on the coastal stuff and the island fisheries, I'm going to take a little pass this week on that. Way too much fun stuff offshore with the tunas and the marlins and the dorados around. So we had a little wind early in the week, more than a little, actually, in some areas, and it moved the fish around a little bit. So the past few days, that best dorado fishing's been down below Catalina. It wasn't, you know, well up in the channel. It seems like it trickled down a little bit and could well bounce right back. But down the ridge from the east end there toward the 209, 312, 178, if you just looked at a map and you put a ruler on there and you laid one part on the east end and the other part on San Diego and you drew a line, just about anywhere along that line, you could find a bunch of dorado. It is a huge amount of fish, and they're kind of right in that area, although there's plenty elsewhere. But, you know, a lot of that stuff, not necessarily on a kelp. There's just big schools of open water fish. You see a little breezer or a jumper, and it only takes just one little jumper. Just stop, throw a couple of baits or a dipper or two, and hang on, man. It's been such good fishing. You know, one of my friends did that the other day just above the 178, not a boat in sight. Saw a jumper out of the corner of his eye, threw a dipper, whole ocean erupted, and they never moved.
That's crazy. And, you know, Mark, we've been talking about the awesome dorado fishing, but we haven't even mentioned the size. Like, the size are, they're legit.
They're getting bigger.
They're legit.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. You know, and they grow like crazy fast. So that stuff that first showed up that was, you know, nice ones, they're already, you know, 2, 3, 4 pounds bigger. I mean, those things are like on steroids with all that growing. So,
Carl, you said guys on the Lucky Bee caught a big one?
He took a couple guys out, came in yesterday, in beautiful grade of Dorado. He had, I think, five guys on the boat, and every one of them looked like they were legit 10-pounders, you know, for Southern California.
10-pound Dorado was a big Dorado.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And beautiful, just beautiful grade of fish. Couldn't believe it.
10-pounders always look like 30-pounders.
All right. Yeah. And, Mark, it's such an awesome time to be a Southern California fisherman, isn't it? Private boater.
But wait, there's more.
I mean, yeah, there's lots more here. So, I mean, there was some fish a couple days ago right off the beach at Newport, so you just about catch one surf fishing. And then we had some friends waiting for a mooring going into Avalon, watching a dorado chasing bait right there in front of Avalon. It's, great. You know, and then also from Catalina, and here's where it gets also interesting, more interesting, right down from the famous east end, we got tuna fish back and biting. Been some good ones just right off the light, a mile or two, mostly coming up in the afternoon. And then that stuff scattered all the way up the back, up towards the Farnsworth there. It's foamers mostly in the afternoon and biting poppers and stick baits and colt snipers and zaconas like that. And then if you want to get wrecked, the bigger ones are still biting really well around Clemente. You know, some of it's been down the middle of the back, all of that water rolled with the winds, kind of straighten out, and then up around up toward that 499 and back down the front, right off the west end proper, and then toward the mackerel bank, there's been quite a bit of that bigger bluefin. And, you know, nighttime it's the jig bite, and daytime it's really switched over to the lionfish situation. So there's plenty of big ones there. And then a lot more marlin showing up. You know, we're not really talking that much about it because everybody's fishing dorados and tuna fish, but near and dear to my heart, that marlin fishing for those things can just be a blast. And the guys, you know, just fishing the dorados are hooking them nonstop off the east end of Catalina. There's quite a bit of fish around. So, you know, collectively, guys, it's looking really good, and it's definitely time to go fishing.
Hey, you know, Western Outdoor News last week had that article about the Catalina flyer catching a bluefin. First time ever. How about that, huh?
That's crazy.
I guess they dropped their passengers off, kind of went out, like, muttering around. It's like, oh, there's some bluefin right there. Let's catch one.
Yeah.
And they did. So crazy.
For a little bit there, I mean, it was no big deal. That stuff was pushed up right inside the east end, and it may do that again. You know, it seems like it's kind of following that same pattern again. So here, I got a quick story. I got to tell you this.
Okay.
You know, I love watching the internet because I like learning stuff. So I saw this underwater video that was shot of a dorado eating what looked like a mackerel. Now, I love fishing for dorados, and I like catching them big ones, and then, you know, all of them love mackerel, but I've always wondered, how in the hell does even one of those little 8 or 10 pounders grab a mackerel and then get it down the hatch? So they had this video, and it was absolutely amazing. He grabbed it right in the middle, right in the very middle. And it wasn't a very big dorado, and it was a pretty good-sized bait fish that, like I said, I think was a mackerel. And then he would release the jaw pressure and jerk his head to the left, which was toward the eyes or the head of the fish, and then clamp back down and then do it again. And he did it 3 or 4 times so fast you couldn't hardly believe it, till he had that thing by the head and then down the hatch in the blink of an eye.
Wow.
It was amazing watching that happen. And now it all makes perfect sense why you got to let him run with that bait a little bit if you got your bait nose hook, because otherwise you miss him. And you see all the little bites right in the middle. I get it now.
like total T-boning it and then working it up to the head.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course, it was
just amazing watching all that.
Well, you know, Danny and all the boys over at fishdope.com have just, you know, been doing such a great job. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Fishdope.com is reporting twice a day, a lot of times, 3 times a day. If you want to stay up on what's going on, fishdope.com is your source. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington. Well, let's see. Corey, where are we at? Corey?
Yeah. Well, you would be at the corner of Bolsa Chicken and Edinger, right next to Chevron Station, and the dogwood trees that give you the spring reporter right down the street.
They are right down the road, yeah. And the phone number is 714-840-4262, and the website's Pacific Edge Tackle. And we had a customer that came in that listens to the show, and he was telling Chris, yeah, I love coming with Pacific Edge, right in the corner of Bolsa Chicken Edinger by that big Chevron.
There it is.
And you know what, Mark? Next week marks our 31st anniversary on the air, and I think you've been here at least 30-plus years of those 31, right?
30.5, yeah.
30.5, yeah.
I've been listening to the show, and the first report was just about 6 months after you started, and that's all thanks to my friend Ed Dillon, who said, you know, they need a private boat report.
Yeah.
And
look
what happened. Isn't that incredible,
Pete? And we're still with us.
Yeah. I mean, how can it be that many years?
Yeah. 31 years. So we're going to mark that with your report next week as your 31st anniversary report. How about that? How many thousands of reports does that add up?
Pretty,
you know,
pretty
with 104 shows per year, 31 years. I got to do the number. But anyway, it's a lot of shows.
Well, you know, I make my notes on a yellow pad, and there's 50 sheets in a pad. I'll have to figure out how many pads
have you gone through.
Right.
I wish I'd have kept them.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I would have kept them and dated them. God, it'd be so cool to look back at all the patterns and things that
we like
talked
a book.
About over the
like
years.
Another book.
That would be a book.
Yeah.
Another book.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. And seriously, you guys go fishing, man. It's nice weather and biting fish everywhere. Yeah.
This week looks like a great weather.
Hey, even I'm fishing offshore, Mark.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, I love hearing that, Corey. I love that. But, you know, you guys want to keep an eye on that long-range weather forecast. You know, we got some interesting stuff, forecasts to come our way.
Absolutely, Mark. Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So Gundy's reports have always been near and dear to my heart because I love the inshore, and now I'm really paying attention to yours.
I
might even have to dive into fishdope.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
What we really got to do, Corey, is get your Pacific Edge bait tank on that thing and then put some sardines in it.
I know it, right?
Yeah.
I know. You know, the funny thing is about it, I have to say it. I mean, when I worked for the bait company, I had a little whaler, and I would load up 6 scoops into something that shouldn't have held a scoop. I mean, because I could get the best and load up for free. For free, I was catching it. And I would go have the time of my life, right? I've been through it. Like, I've done it.
You're reliving it.
I am, kind of, but if I could just catch a couple fish, I'm still.
You're good. Yeah. That's all you need.
So artificials, right? I don't know. It's all good. I'm not a purist by any means. It's just I'm having fun.
That's what we all do it for, having fun.
That's the key. Just get out there and have some fun. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
All right. All the way from Bolsa Chicken and Edinger, all that great conversation, all the way down to San Diego, Mission Bay. It's Marcos, the one and only Marcos on the radio from Seaforth Sport Fishing.
The Marcos on the radio. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Oh, we're doing really good.
How about yourself, Marcos?
I'm doing all right. Some fishing going on. Same busy, you know, same in the office here. Kind of similar to what we've been talking about for, 3-4 months now. It's it's been a great year, honestly. The half-day trip, still catching those calico bass. They've seen yellowtail just about every day this week, you know, picking away one or two here and there. A little bit of sand bass mix, rockfish. So very good fishing on those half-days, and that's a great trip if you don't want to sit at home and, you know, the 90 to 100-degree weather and you just want to hop out on the boat. This weekend might be a little tough. We do have a little bit of room on the twilight trip tomorrow night, and that's actually the last twilight trip of the season. So if you want to hop on there, it'd be a nice trip to get out on, catch some fish. Got a little more time coming up here. The full-day trip, still plucking away at those bluefin, yellowfin, dorado, yellowtail. I actually saw some bonita in the mix this week. So a little bit of everything on there. And, again, I've been saying that same thing now for, what, since May maybe. So very good fishing. Those bluefin or San Diego had some up to 40-pound range yesterday, so very good fishing there. The overnight trips, again, bluefin, yellowfin, dorado, yellowtail, just about everything you could want on these trips here. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. See our full schedule up there for those half days, the full days, the one days, the longer trips, day and a half, two and a half, everything up there. And as we get later in the season, you tend to see a few more of those longer trips there. So if you've been looking for one of those, definitely make your reservations now. We are in September, but those trips are still filling up really quickly. So make reservations. You can do it straight online. You can get a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit in person, get your gear checked out, tuned up, and get out there fishing.
Yeah, it's definitely good times. I was over there two nights ago, and it was hopping, man.
Yeah.
It was pretty crowded. But the grade of fish is incredible. We were talking about it earlier, you know, all the 30 to 50-pound tuna, yellowfin to bluefin. It is incredible. You know, it's one thing to go catch a 200-pound bluefin, but, you know, for the mass of people to be able to go catch a 30- to 50-pound fish, it's a beautiful time, Marcos.
Yeah, for sure.
I know. I said I like to fish calico bass. I've been on quite a few of those twilights.
Yeah.
That's my jam.
You love that new Seaforth twilight?
Yeah, I go over there and take quite a few.
Yeah, and Brian and those guys on the new Seaforth have just been killing it. On that calico bass fishing up there has been crazy this summer.
And you said, Marcos, tomorrow night's the last?
Tomorrow night's our last twilight trip of the season here, and if you're going out for those calico, I'm sure Corey can tell you what the best bait to catch those calico bass is for sure.
Well, if it's not an Everham sardine or anchovy from the bait receiver, I don't know, why not throw a slug or a Viejos? I don't know.
Viejo would be my choice.
Yeah. Some good times.
Yeah, a few options there like that.
There you go.
Checks in the mail.
Watch
Marcos.
Out.
Yeah, they're excellent.
Hey, Marcos on the radio. Thanks a lot. Great report. And we'll talk to you next Saturday. Could it get better, you think?
I mean, considering like the last, decade here, September, October, and even in November has been some of our best fishing, I'm going to say yes.
Oh, wow.
I agree.
All right.
Man,
can't wait to hear it.
Unbelievable.
Thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you next week. And I might add, too, 31st anniversary next weekend. How many years have you been doing that with us here?
See, I started at Seaforth in 97, so I've been here 25 years, but I didn't do it right away, so I'd probably say early 20s, 20 to 23, 20 somewhere
years,
in there.
Something like that.
Not quite the full 31, but quite a while.
Well, you preceded by the famous Patrick O'Leary, I remember.
Yeah, Pat O'Leary.
Don't forget Victor.
Victor Fielding.
Two
guys that were about 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Both of them, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Marcos, we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
Oh, right. Such good stuff. I have to mention, when I was over there and talking to Booger on the San Diego, he said, Corey, the most beautiful thing is all this fish is here, but it's all spread. Like, there's nobody nobody on top of anybody.
Yeah.
It's spread from here to there, and it's just... It's cool to hear. It really is. Because there's a up all the way up and down the whole bite of Southern
California. The dorado are literally mixed with the tuna in the entire bite. Like Mark Wish said, from the entire bite of California.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I don't know if you guys saw the video, but Greg Obimenko, he's part owner of the Apollo now.
Okay.
He took a video of, I don't know if it was him or one of his guys driving the boat at night, and there was a school of dorado. Just
in the lights.
In the lights, following the boat home on the way home. Just that's how much dorado there is out there. Just, I don't want to say you can walk on it, but pretty
there's
easy.
A lot.
There
it's
is a lot.
Hey,
out there.
I'll tell you this.
There's a lot of tuna, too.
Yes.
I mean, you go out there, meet around, there's a lot of tuna.
I was on a kelp 2 weeks ago, and seriously, it took me 5 minutes to realize they were associated to a kelp. And there were dorado a half-mile circumference around me jumping.
Yep.
Like, just wrap your mind around the thousands that were right there. It's beautiful.
Well, that's our catch report today, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best
processing when your trip returns, local, long range, and Fish Pros the Market. Boy, when you go into Fish Pros the Market, you see all those great spices, rubs, the pokey mix, the pokey sauce, all that stuff. The fresh fish, they have phenomenal smoked salmon
smoked
in there.
Cheeses.
Oh, my God. The smoked cheeses are amazing. The fish jerky, the tuna burgers, everything. So new kind of favorite for searing ahi, like to sear ahi.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
The sesame spice.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you tried it, Katie?
I've tried all the seasonings.
All of them.
The blackened seasoning is on yellowtail, on mahi. It's so good. And then I just tried the new ceviche mix. I went in there the other day. So I'm a big fan of all those.
Oh, yeah. They're all good. Yeah, for sure.
So what's one for searing?
It's called sesame spice.
I'm ready.
If you like sesame seeds on your seared ahi like I do,
okay,
you just put that on there.
Count me in.
Sear it. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Watch out.
I'm ready.
Yeah, for sure. Well, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. How about Ryan? Ryan calling from Irvine. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen and Katie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I got a question for you, Carl. Well, the last, like, 2 or 3 years when we had these trends in fishing gear, when we had the flat falls and the knife jigs and now it's the Mad Max, would your educated guess, what would you think would be the next year's hottest trick or lure or technique to catch fish, specifically bluefin?
Who knows? That is a tough question there. I mean, if you would ask me if, like, the Mad Max was going to be, like, gold this year, I would have said you're crazy. I mean, it's just another high-speed lure.
It's a wahoo lure.
Yeah, I mean, but people are going nuts for those things, you know? I honestly don't know. I couldn't tell you. I mean, 4 years ago, popper was.
Remember when I came home and I was like, you wouldn't believe the Colt Sniper was like, only one person on the boat had it and they were catching the. I mean, it's like you never know.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
so finicky.
But it's tough for me to wrap my mind around 15, 16 miles an hour to catch a bluefin, right?
Yeah.
It's like the last fish you think that would
exactly
track that down going that fast.
Yeah.
You know,
there will probably be some new flat fall or vertical jigging that the slow pitch thing is becoming more and more popular.
But it's productive.
It is.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably where it's going to go, or probably the next hot thing is going to be, because more people are going to get into it and it's going to become more available. I know the guys on the Pacific Queen, Gavin and some of these guys, they got the whole set up with the big handle reel and some of the stuff that the guys in Japan are using. I think that's probably where it's going to come from, you know?
Right.
Some of these crazy, I mean, little five, like, we're all used to 8-foot rods and 9-foot rods, these guys are fishing 5.5 and 6.5 foot rods like we used to do 15 years ago, and they look like bass rods, like trout rods, and they're catching 100-pound bluefin on these things, like single-speed reels of all things, you know? But they got so much power. They, like, Shimano used to, I don't know if they still make it, the Torso.
Right.
Or Torso is a single-speed reel.
Giant gears.
Yeah,
power.
Really powerful, something on that route.
Well, Rick has talked about, I haven't seen it. Actually, I did see it last year, but I think in the shop they call it the jigger.
Where
you can actually lock down and have no drag at all.
Correct. Yeah.
Like gnarly.
Yep.
Like you want to wind them to the boat.
Just for slow pitch jigging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. I would guess that's probably where we might see something for next year, you know, when the stuff is becoming more available here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure.
Interesting. Hey, so we'll see. Hey, there'll be something.
There will be something.
Thanks a lot for the call. I got a great text here from Phil in Costa Mesa. Is it Phil in Costa Mesa? Yeah. And he says, Carl and his brother and kids fished with them and asked Carl what the new rental tackle front and how much investment in the gear there is. And that's I wanted to mention that. He used to fish with Phil, but the rental tackle at Fisherman's Landing and also at Point Loma Sport Fishing, too, to go on the Intrepid or go on one of the boats is amazing, right?
Yes. I'm not going to put out numbers there, but it's been a lot that we've invested over the
last... Many thousands.
Yeah, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. We were just talking about that. Into the Calstar and Seeker rods, Talikas and Pentorx for the heavy 8-pound, 100-pound outfits, you know. We have Pen Fathoms, Talika 12s, Talika 16s on for the rental rods, you know. You could come in... I'm trying to be super reasonable on the rental gear. You know, you could get rent a 25 pound outfit, which is just a Shimano TLD 2040. We're going to probably start replacing those here in the next couple of years. Those are the last things we're replacing. You get a Talica 12, Talica 16, a Talica 20, 25 for a day and a half, which I'm using that because it's our most popular trip. $110.
Wow.
For all three outfits.
For all three outfits. That's with fresh line on.
Fresh line, everything like that.
Wow.
We have Vince doing our rental repair on. Vince is doing an
Vince
awesome.
Vince is a master.
Vince is like the wizard.
Yeah, he's doing an awesome job on keeping that stuff up and running and stuff like that. So I don't think there's anyone, you could go anywhere in the world and find the rental gear you can find at Fisher's.
And the thing is, like myself, I've got all kinds of stuff to go have fun on a 2 to 3 day trip, right?
Uh-huh.
But I don't have that outfit for that 200-pound bluefin, right?
We got it.
And by being able to rent it, I mean, I don't have to go spend $1,500 or $2,000 on an outfit. I
can
literally come in and rent it for $100.
To buy like a Talica 20, a CalStar 770 XX Spectre out the door, it's going to be $1,400.
Sure. Yeah.
You could rent it if that's the only thing you need. It's $80 to rent.
Yeah.
And
with
maybe,
the line.
And maybe I don't know what kind I want, right?
Yeah.
So I can actually try it out. It's like a rental car.
Correct.
You know, I can, if I want to try it and rent it, maybe I want to buy it.
I don't know how many people have tried our rental gear. Like, I really like that rod and reel.
And step then, right next door and bought it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, do you need, like everything else, there's not an endless supply. Do you need to make a reservation for your rental gear?
This year I haven't ran out one time yet.
So okay.
I've got to
knock on wood, right?
So far. Even with the long, because the long range boats, some of those guys have quit using rental gear and they're using our rental gear now because it's so much better than it was. Even with that, I haven't had a problem. You know, I'll probably buy another 20 outfits this year and I'll make sure I have enough for everyone to go around.
And Katie, what about on the Intrepid?
We do have gear on the boat, and same thing, we haven't run out because when we have shorter trips, it's typically a lot
of people. Is that included in the trip or you have to rent it?
You can rent it from the boat, but it's very reasonable.
And could they call you and make a reservation for that gear?
They let me know, and then once you get on the boat, the crew kind of gets with you because it's the same thing. You might have a 40 or 50 pound outfit, but you don't have the 80 or 100 pound.
Right.
So when they get on the boat, they see what you have, they see what you need, and they get you all set up. But I have to say, what I love about it is it makes it accessible for people from all over the country, novice people. Like, having that ability to try it before you buy it, I think is
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the best way to go.
Yeah, really. And there's a lot of people that fly out here to go long-range fishing, and you don't have to bring a rod tube. You don't have to, it's like, let us take care of the gear.
So in that, there was a question or there was a comment about your brother. You fished with your brother. So my friend Ed Sarek in Florida wanted me to ask you, what has happened to Mikey that ran the Malahini for how many years? Like forever.
For Mikey, he worked for Tim Green on the fish. We started early 94, 95, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Worked with Tim on the Fisherman 3, then the Premier, then the Malahini. But Mikey is now, he's living up in Temecula area. He's doing refrigeration for like Smart and Final, Vons, that type of stuff. And he's just doing the dad thing and taking kids to the baseball games and basketball games and loving
good
life.
For him.
Yeah, he's doing really, really well.
And he working with your dad too.
No, he never did. Just me.
You do.
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Yeah.
I've had dad, cousins, brothers, all work with me at one point in time or another.
Our son worked at the fish processor one summer.
There it is. All right. Hey, good stories. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're having such a great time. Stay tuned. We got some more stuff coming up. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-2. Tuna for more information. And Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's September in San Diego, and that means the best part of summer has just begun. The sun is shining and the fish are biting. Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, here to tell you about our Hobie Kayak Endless Summer event. From now until September 11th, get the best deals on the best fishing kayaks during the best part of the year. That means $300 off a new Hobie Mirage Outback, or $250 off a new Compass, $200 off a thermoformed Passport 12, and $175 off the Passport 10.5. The kayaks are in stock and ready to go. So get down to the shop, Fast Lane Kayaking, Dana Landing, Mission Bay, and let's enjoy this endless summer.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita, or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tactical retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having such a fun time in
the
studio.
What a great show. So much going on.
Right?
And we have a lot of patient callers, a lot of patient texters. Texts are pouring in here. Want to talk to Katie and Carl. But let's talk to Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, Carl, Katie, Corey, and Pete. Well, my buddy's all right there.
Yeah. We were talking about you earlier. Did you hear us?
No,
You know what? We were talking about how we have to put the boat. We were talking about how we have to put the boat in gear to make you stop fishing.
Right. It wasn't all bad though.
It was a good thing. Yeah.
It wasn't all bad.
Hey, I caught the smallest fish I've ever caught. We had this beautiful bait, and I thought something was weird going on. And as I pulled it up, there was a little teeny fish on the end.
Little
I don't even know what he was thinking. It was the smallest fish
I've
ever caught.
He was twice half the size of a sardinian.
So what was that guy thinking?
Yeah.
He says, I got this. I got leftovers.
Yeah. And then you caught a yellowtail in the next cast. So how about that, huh?
Oh, man, what a day. What a day. This is the endless summer.
It is.
You know, we've got September and October coming. I'm so looking forward to fishing with you guys.
Yeah. And what's going on at Fast Lane?
Well, the endless summer event that Hobie's putting on is the first time I've ever seen them do a nationwide sale on Hobie kayaks. It's just going to be great. We got Outbacks at a really good deal, Compasses and Passports. Yeah, I don't know why they did it, but I think they've got summer fever.
Interesting. Yeah, so tell us about what the deal is.
Well, if you come in and buy an Outback, you're going to save $300. That's
Whoa.
Just something that's crazy. And do call the shop. If you're interested in a Hobie kayak, now's the time to buy it, because we've got the best months of the year coming up. Fishing's never been better. Water's warming up again, so what the heck? Let's get a kayak and go fishing.
I agree, yeah. Ron. I mean, forget the next few months. This has been the most incredible 8 years that we've ever had, and that doesn't show any signs of stopping.
Yeah, go catch a Dorado on your kayak.
How about all that bait out there? My goodness, you see bait everywhere.
Yeah. So how long does this sale go on, Ron?
This sale is going from the 1st to the 11th.
Okay, so it's on right now, and it goes through next Sunday, 1 week from tomorrow.
That's right.
And you can save on how many different styles of kayaks?
Well, it's focused on the Outback, the Compass, and the Passports. And we just got the new roto-molded Passports in, too, which are pretty cool. They're a 10-5. It's like a mini Outback. So that's going to be a huge seller, particularly for the guy who's got a pro angler, wants to get his kid a boat. Oh, man, what an awesome thing to have a fishing buddy. Get your Groms out there.
Wow. And even possibly like a lake outfit for a bigger guy like myself, too, you know? Like you could get around easily.
Also, well, speaking of Corey, weren't you in one of those outbacks for 12 hours last year?
It was over 12 hours, Ron, and the only reason that I really look back and it could have done that was because of that chair. That chair is literally so ergonomic, and it's like a low-lying lawn chair, but it's the material it's made with. I don't know. I mean, it's just it's
super breeze, yeah.
Incredibly, yes.
Yeah. So,
hey, well, I got an idea. Somebody should go buy an Outback today, then sign up for that mothership trip. Isn't there one spot left?
Yeah, one spot left, yep.
And you can come hang out with all of us.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
That sounds like a good time.
A week from Tuesday night. Leaves Tuesday night, fish Wednesday the 14th, and then back early in the morning on the 15th of September. So, hey, Ron, if somebody wants to take advantage of the endless summer sale, goes on now through 1 week from tomorrow, Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, what time do you open today?
We're open at 9. Yeah, all you right. Can just call us for details, 619-222-0766.
All right.
Hey, great show, you guys. I'm enjoying it.
Thanks, Ron. All right. Thanks for that. Endless summer sale at Fast Lane Kayaks. Take advantage of it because they don't go on sale.
Right. There's no need to discount.
They never do.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Ron, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon. Let's go ahead and jump to the jam-packed phones, Corey.
How about Ben? Ben calling from Carlsbad. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us.
Morning, man. How are you guys doing? You sound like you're having a terrific show as usual.
Fine.
I was going to say, awesome. I used to fish with Mikey a lot. I wish him well. I hope he's doing great. He's a gentleman and a real hard worker. I like that guy a lot. Anyway, I was going to say, with all these prawns in the water right now, is it important to have something red on your jig or your lure or your surface iron? Or would you guys say no to that? And then my other thing to say is, you want the biggest calico you can find, drop the biggest slug you got in the box.
I like it.
Carl, anything with red?
It doesn't matter right now. Yeah. Everyone comes in every night. What's the hot color? Go pick a jig off the wall. That's the hot color. Yeah, it's like
in your for the night fishing.
Night fishing what's the hot Colt Sniper, you know? It is that how, I mean, that literally is, that's how good it is right now. I mean, you could use a green, you could use a blue, you could use red. You're going to catch fish on
and,
it.
And a Colt Sniper in the action of it is truly the 99% of it.
Yes.
Yes. And it's like a lot of times guys will ask me, what's the color of that weedless? You know, it's honestly, it's 90% is the action.
Yes.
It truly is.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Corey, you have a great text.
I do. It comes from Arnie and Vista, and he says, good morning. He says, Katie and Carl are one of the fishiest couples out there. And Arnie says he's going on a two-day trip next Sunday. Looks like the tuna being caught are the quote-unquote user-friendly kind.
Yes.
Is there still a chance at a jumbo one, at a jumbo bluefin? It seems like it's been unpredictable what we'll catch.
Yes, there's definitely a chance.
Arnie's going on the two-day Liberty trip.
Yes, especially, I'm pretty sure he's on that two-day. Yeah. Absolutely, Arnie, you know, you could easily fish local here, then make your way out to San Clemente or whatever. But there was even some private boaters that I talked to. They had some nicer 100-pound, 120-pound fish, like, between here and San Clemente. They were on their way out. They saw some bigger fish jumping, you know.
Wow.
They got a kite out. They caught some fish. You know, there's absolutely, if you're on our overnight boats right now, we're telling people to bring 100-pound outfits, you know, because there's that opportunity there.
You just don't know, right?
Yeah, there's that user-friendly fish, what I would like to catch, you know, that call it 30 to 60-pound fish, but there's been some 100-pounders in the mix, you know. There's definitely some chance to catch a triple-digit fish.
So many years I can remember where the yellowfin were, you know, 8 to 12 pounds, a Dorado, you know, similar. And if you might have 5 Dorado on the whole trip, right? But look at this. I mean, this is – it's insane. It's like a 30, 40-pound average on the tuna.
I worked on the Pegasus last week. I ran second with Jason on the Pegasus.
Yeah.
Every yellowfin except like 3 of them were in that 25 to 30-pound class.
Yes.
It's just
really nice
beautiful grade of yellowfin out there.
Yes.
I couldn't get over it. Like, Man, this is
it's
a beautiful,
incredible.
Yeah.
Okay,
really,
so here comes the debate. What pulls harder, a yellowfin or a bluefin?
Yellowfin.
No question.
Really? No question.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I was we went out last week and we caught yellowfin. They were 35 pounds. We went out this week and we caught bluefin, 30, 35 pounds.
Yeah.
Night and day difference.
Yes.
Night and day difference.
Yes.
Same tackle, same rods and reels on the boat. It was absolutely, there's no question.
So the bluefin?
No.
No, yellowfin.
Yellowfin.
Well, that's why I had asked for the correction, what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you this. I came across a school of well over 100-pound bluefin jumping around. I was a little puckered up. I have to be honest.
You didn't want one of those, huh?
I did. Oh, yeah. I wanted it on the boat, but by myself. I was... I could honestly tell you, man, I was...
Yeah.
All right, well, let's jump back in the phones.
Oh, how about Doug, our good friend from Montebello? Good morning. Appreciate you joining us.
Morning, Doug.
This question for Carl. You do an online reservation and owner reservation. Suppose there's only one spot available. Who's got priority over the reservation, the phone call or the computer guy?
Well, the first to book. Probably.
Yeah, the first one to book. In the 6 years I've done this, I've seen that happen, I think, two times, where I was been on the phone and I go hit pay, and the guy on the
online
computer beat me by.
Because you're on the same system. Basically, when you call, you're basically booking on the same system that you would on the
line. And literally he hit the pay now button
half a second
sooner.
Wow.
So I mean,
so your trip is not booked until you at Fisherman's Landing until you hit the pay now button.
So I think now, because I've talked to Chad about it, like where if someone's in the reservation making a,
you have that on hold.
I think that's how that works. We're trying to work that out.
Yeah,
I've had that happen like twice. So if you're in the process of, because online, you're not going to stop and ask a million questions. Hey, what about the bunk? What about this? What about that? You know, is food included, not included?
Realistically, that's two out of tens of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands of phone calls. So I've seen that happen twice. And like, I literally got the guy on the wait list. Or when that does happen, say you're like on the Pacific Queen or like the Tomahawk, you know, or maybe the Mustang, you know, where they have an extra bunk or whatever like that, they have, some of these boats have 40 bunks, but they only take 30 people or whatever it may be. Hey, I've had this happen. Like, just throw them on the overbook or whatever. So we still got the two people on.
On the overbook. Hey, Katie, on the Intrepid, you can book online too.
Yeah, you can book online.
Have you ever had that happen where you're on the phone with somebody and somebody's booking a spot online?
I did have it happen, and I think I asked Carl about it because I was trying to book. I had two spots, and I was booking a husband and wife.
Yeah.
And I got the first one on, and then all of a sudden I went and the spot was gone. And it was kind of the same situation. I actually had to explain to the guy, like, that spot actually wasn't available. I was in the middle of booking a couple, husband and wife. And so
it's like, sorry.
What happened, though, is I did get another person that came off that trip, so I was able to get
that
guy.
Yes.
I felt so bad. But one thing that I keep trying to explain to people in this whole industry is trip insurance, because you do have life happen. And so I've just been really encouraging people to look in. I think you guys have someone.
Bob Dawson. It's the same guy that does all the long range boats too, Dawson Insurance.
Yeah, because cancellations happen, and we are trying to fill the spots. But if we can't, you know, that's something to consider.
Yeah,
so
definitely, no matter what, by the annual policy, it covers everything.
A few of my anglers have it, and they said it's great because they do other travel too.
Absolutely,
so it's not just fishing.
It all fits in.
There you go.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, another great text here, and this is from Matt. And he says, and it's an interesting question. It's kind of private boater, but also related to long range, too. It says, question about multiple day fishing trips with private boaters with two bluefin limit per rod. How would you prove to DFG that you have a multi-day trip when you have over limits of bluefin?
You will have to go online, and then you could buy the two-day.
The two or three-day.
Yeah, however, if you're going on a multi-day trip, you go online, and then you
buy a multi-day permit. Yeah.
I think there are $8.
Yeah, maybe? It's not that big a deal, but you have to have that if you're going to. Here's the thing. Your trip has to start before noon one day, and it has to be a full 24-hour journey.
And you have to turn it in like 48 hours before your trip. It's not a last minute.
You have to buy it
Because all our boats will, like the.
So, how does it work on a long
range boat or on a overnight boat or a 2-day boat.
Yeah, like the, I know when the boats are fishing in California waters, they'll buy their multi-day. Like Gina on the Pacific Dawn, she's really good at it. She'll like, hey, we got 2-day trips every day this month or whatever, and she'll just go online, and I guess it's pretty easy. I've never done it myself.
Yeah, it's I've done it.
You go online, you just fill it out, put in trip information, you email it to the Fish and Game. I wait 10 minutes, they email you back something.
Yeah,
and then you just, it's a piece of paper.
So you put on. So your boats take them sometimes too.
Yeah, if they know 100% sure they're fishing in California waters for more than the 1 or 2 days or whatever it is, they just go online. All the boats seem to do it, and then they just put it on the boat and you're good to go.
And if you're fishing in Mexican waters, you don't need that permit.
No, you do not. It's just your Mexican fishing license will cover it. As long as you're, hey, we've been fishing for 2 days and you have 2 days worth of limits, you're good to go.
But it's the same limits. If you're out on a 3-day trip in Mexican waters, you can keep 6 bluefin.
Correct.
And 3 days of limits.
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
But you don't need the multi-day permit.
No, I don't believe so.
Only for California, huh?
So yeah. Only California.
California.
Yeah. That was a great question for a
very very good question. Yeah. It's a good question for the sport boat guys too.
Yeah.
How come I'm able to keep those fish?
Well, yeah, it's easy to prove that you've purchased your ticket and all.
Especially
but as a private boater, how do you?
Exactly. On a sport fishing boat, it's easy. Hey, we left here, we came back on this date and stuff. On the private boaters, I know the guys will just go on the Fish and Game, like I said, and fill out the website. It's pretty easy from my understanding.
It is. It's very simple. But you just, like, the 10 minutes, they need more than 10 minutes for the most part. Okay. But they're great because a couple times I've been like, I didn't know where we were fishing. And you call them. It's a local office. The agents there are great to deal with. So.
Yeah. Used to be you have to go down and get, like, we used to do multi-day permits for lobster fishing over Catalina or something like that. You have to go down to the office to pick up. Now you can do it actually online.
Someone said the office is still closed. Because of COVID.
Who knows? Let's try and sneak in one more quick one, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Rancho San Diego. Good morning, John.
Hey, Katie, Carl, Pete, and Corey. Great show. I love to talk about the Islander. I'm on a day and a half trip later in the month. And you were talking about bunk selection a little bit earlier, and Carl, and I wondered how, if you've ever been on the boat before, is there a bunk chart available, or do you have any intel about the best bunk on the Islander?
My favorite stateroom on the Islander is stateroom B. It's a two-man stateroom. Mm-hmm. It'll go forward, but I just like...
I like that one, too. Yeah, all those forward staterooms
are nice. But yeah. B, C, E, and F are two-man staterooms. All the other ones are three-man staterooms. Yeah. D and A are four-man staterooms. D is the smallest stateroom on the boat there, so those, like, try... If you're the last guys on the boat, those are the ones you get stuck with.
Yeah.
But any of the two-man staterooms are really nice. The three-man staterooms are really big and comfortable. All the bunks on the Islander are over 7 feet tall, so if you're a taller guy, bigger guy, you don't have to worry about that. In the two-man staterooms, the bunks are a little wider, but
super
very comfortable.
The
Islander
is a beautiful boat. Like any stateroom,
it's a true long-range boat.
Yeah,
for sure.
But
hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I just want to give a shout-out to the sports barber who just texted and said he's listening. Uncle Al, great to hear from you.
Awesome. Yeah, good times, Al. We'll be right back. Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Les Hawkuk up on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Nina. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and Katie gets the honors of flipping the coin.
All right, Katie, do the honors.
There it is.
The texter.
Our texter is Jason from San Diego.
Jason, congratulations.
Congrats.
You're going to eat well with a $50 gift certificate from Point Loma Seafood.
I'll take the squid sandwich.
And a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. That's fantastic. I want to mention real quick here, got a nice text from our buddy Scott, and he said that he wants to remind listeners that when you go to Summit Gasoline, you need to mention Let's Talk Hookup to get your 100 pounds of free ice.
Yes.
Otherwise, the guys behind the counter is not going to give it. So you got to say, hey, I heard Let's Talk Hookup. You got 100 pounds of free ice with minimum 35-gallon purchase, and you get your free ice. So thanks, Scott, for that.
And I'll tell you something, too. I've had to put like 10 gallons in the truck and 25 in the boat.
Yeah.
And with the two receipts, it works out for
you. Yeah, if you bring both receipts in, you 35 gallons.
Just a little insider thing.
They'll take care of you as long as you mention Let's Talk Hookup.
Thing.
Yeah, but we're very grateful for them doing that. Very grateful for Carl and Katie, too. Carl, if somebody wants to book a trip at Fisherman's Landing, how do we do it?
619-221-8500. Talk to any of the boys that answer the phones or fishermanslanding.com.
On the website, And you won't be there for 8 days.
I will not be
You're
there
the
for the next week. I will be on the show gun in about an hour from now.
All right. And, Katie, if we want to book a trip on the Intrepid, you said there were two spots left on that October 2nd trip, right?
Yeah, I have two spots on that 10-day, so you can still get on it, just not for the charity
event. Not for the charity event,
But, you can call me 619-224-4088 or intrepid.net, and I will be on land for the next day.
Yeah, you will be on the phone there. All right.
Reminds her husband.
Fantastic, yeah. Well, I'm sure he'll bring back lots of great fish. So, and thanks very much for being here, guys. And it's such a great to have such a great couple in the fishing business with us.
Anytime, our pleasure.
Yeah, it's really great.
Fun show.
Well, hey, thanks to Christian for all he does on the phones. It was a busy day on the phones today, and it was a busy time on the text too. And thanks to everybody. We try and get to everybody we can for sure on the phones and the text. We can't do it, but tomorrow's another day. We'll be here. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero is going to be here. How about that, Corey?
I've already stepped back.
I'll bet we're going to have some more good stories from on the water.
I'm ready for a margarita in that bar.
Oh, yeah.
We're big fans of that.
We're ready.
Oh, yeah. That's a great spot. Yeah, so that's going to be 7 to 9 tomorrow morning. Hey, stay cool out there and enjoy your Labor Day weekend. And thanks to Adam for all he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app. If you haven't downloaded our Let's Talk Hookup app, what are you waiting for? It's free, it's easy to listen to, and you can listen anywhere you want and listen to archives and podcasts and everything. It's the show, the whole deal there.
You have me at free.
Be sure to do that, for sure. All right, thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.